Professor Boyd Swinburne is with us, and as a major part of the cost of living crisis, which is hitting whānau across our country hard, is the cost of healthy food crisis. Boyd Swinburne is a professor of population nutrition and global health at the School of Population Health at Auckland University. He also has a lot of experience as an honorary professor at the Global Obesity Centre out of Deakin University in Melbourne, and he's a trained specialist endocrinologist, and he's done research in metabolic, clinical, and public health aspects of obesity. He's the co-chair of the World Obesities Policy and Prevention section also. So he's a man who knows a lot about nutrition and health, and it's great to have him with us for a kōrero today. Boyd, tēnā koe. My name's Dale. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Good to catch up with you. Ka ora, ka ko. This is a free healthy school lunches program, and my wife works in secondary school sector, and in a decile one school, even though they're not using that terminology anymore. But having a kai at lunchtime has proven to be quite the boost for many low-income families. At least they know that their teenagers are getting a decent feed while they're at school. You've looked at this program. What do you sense are the benefits? Is it still a smart move by us as a society, Boyd?
Yes, Dale, we have looked at it, and we're doing some research evaluating it. I'm working particularly in the Hawke's Bay with people there. And this is the Ka ora ka ako is the biggest nutrition intervention for our kids since school milk in the 1930s. This is a huge input into improving kids' nutrition and food security. So what started off as a program to try to prevent kids coming to school with empty tummies or to make sure they did have full tummies and good nutrition, it's kind of, as they've gone onto it, have realized the wider implications and value of the program for the child, not only for the child, you know, full tummy, good to learn on, kids got more energy during the day, your wife will probably pick up on that, but also better nutrition because these have to meet the Ministry of Health guidelines, but also the relief that it provides for whānau. And they really understand that because, you know, during the school holidays, when there are no free school lunches, the cost of the household food goes up. And so they are pretty attuned to the value that it is providing to give them relief on getting food on the table. But schools, we've had interviews with principals, with whānau, with students. We're doing some follow-up measurements at the moment in Hawke's Bay. So the story is pretty universal that this has very wide positive impacts in schools. The principals talk about, you know, kids eating together. It's adds socialization. It gets linked into the curriculum in some of the schools. It really adds good value with school engagement. And, you know, in the wider sense, it will also, I think, be good for the food system in general. You know, Hawke's Bay has been hit, first of all, like the whole country, with COVID and lockdowns, and then hit with this cyclone. And each time, food has become a critical issue. You know, whānau have dropped below the breadline, struggling for food, and the devastation that created it with the cyclone. Having resilient local food systems is going to be critical. And I think that in time, this an expanded Ka ora ka ako could really be a winner for local food systems.
Tēnā koe. Many of our people, Māori, Pacifica, and I tend to equate it with socioeconomic issues and the quality of kai that we eat. We know fruit and veggie prices have actually increased at a much higher rate than many of our most unhealthy packaged foods, and that's a shame. In your work looking at the obesity epidemic that seemingly is a global issue confronted perhaps mostly by Western countries, but ours certainly is caught up in it. And our Māori Pacifica obesity rates among our youth are quite staggeringly high. What would you say is missing here? Is it an economic issue or is it an educative issue as far as the the quality of food needed to maintain good health. What would you say of this global obesity epidemic? And let's nationalise it too. And NZ, where are we at from your read, Boyd?
You're quite right. This is actually happening globally. So every single country has increasing obesity rates. And so whatever the cause is, it has to be global in nature. And the most obvious cause is that we have had an expansion, a huge expansion of the ultra-processed food system, you know, junk food, the whole system that creates all the high density of fast food outlets, the marketing, the junk food that fills up the supermarkets, fills up the advertising and so on. So this is probably now about 50% of our diet is unhealthy processed, ultra-processed foods. And the reason that it's got such huge capture of our diet is because this is highly profitable. So there's a lot of reason for companies to go into this and to be investing in it. And it gives us, it delivers things that we like, you know, hyper-palatable food, you know, lower prices, long shelf life, attractive, novel, all those kind of things that appeal to us. And we're kind of hooked into it. So, and I think when you have a system like that, it preys much more on people of lower incomes, people that are struggling to make ends meet, you know, that are doing a couple of jobs, they're short on time, therefore the convenience plays such a big part, and they get trapped into that. And so you can see these kind of vicious cycles happening to the point where some of these suburbs are just loaded with fast food outlets and junk food. We call them food swamps that you just don't see in the wealthier suburbs. So we're all kind of trapped into it, and we need to somehow get back into good, real, honest food. And karaka ako, I think, is actually one of the important parts of that, not only for education, but also just in the provision of the food.
Well, and I totally agree what you're saying there with Kaora Kaako. But it does need a concerted effort by many parties, doesn't it, to address what you're describing as food swamps. This is not on. The sugar barons effectively but have been able to peddle their dubious product unhindered for such a long time, and they seem to escape responsibility for the damage that the product is causing.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct, and government is rather frightened. Every government of every stripe is frightened to take on the food industry and to put things in place like, you know, restrictions on the density of junk food outlets and alcohol outlets and a whole bunch of other things as well that fill up some of those suburbs. But government has been very reluctant to take what we know works, like taxation of junk food and sugary drinks, like banning marketing, restricting marketing to kids, like having a useful and helpful front of pack system. The Health Star rating we've got at the moment is pretty third rate. So there's lots of countries around the world that are doing bits and pieces, lots of reports from WHO and so on, and we're just not implementing them. The food industry pushback and lobbying power is just too immense for politicians to take on. So we've had successive governments kind of sitting on their hands and just leaving the population to the ultra-processed food system to invade their lives. You know, I think we need a government that is going to sit up and take the side of whānau and respond to what is needed and what communities are calling out for. That is to put those restrictions and policies in place that are going to give them a better chance of having healthy choices and healthy lives.
Boyd, thank you very much for sharing some kōrero with us today. All the best with the mahi that you're doing. It's important, and I appreciate you sharing some of your expertise with our listeners on the program. Moriori kia koe, Boyd. Thank you.
Kia ora. Thanks.
Tēnā koe. Professor Boyd Swinburne from Auckland University.